This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alice in 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be speaking with one of our local heroes, somebody who's out on the front lines, and we'll get to thank him and...
Are you talking about Scott Caporo?
No. Brendan is going to talk to a capeless hero. Although Scott, in his own way, I suppose, is a capeless hero. He's also calling in the 8 o'clock hour. But that's more probably self-serving than anything, talking about his nightly comedy routines. All right, let's get to the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. All right, so this is week four of the home broadcasts as I speak to you now from Scotts Valley, California. Hello. It looks like if you look up tonight, you're going to see a super pink moon.
Oh, I thought it was last night.
I'm reading.
Yeah, I could see the full moon when I first got in the office this morning.
What am I looking at here?
Maybe tonight is the full moon. It was huge last night. Or
you know what? It looks like it was. Why would that be in today's update? Well, anyway, you missed it. Sorry, everyone. The super pink moon was last night.
Maybe we get two nights of it.
Did you look at that?
I could see it. It was funny because, you know, obviously, it's been less than a month that we've been broadcasting from home, and I sat down today with my coffee, and I looked up, and there was a gigantic moon. I'm like, oh, look at that. How exciting. And then I looked, and I'm like, oh, a super pink moon.
You mentioned something. I'm going to get to the updates here in a second, but you mentioned something in your celebrity trash I wanted to touch on. You said that Bruce Willis shaved his daughter's head.
Yeah.
The rise of what they're calling the quarantine haircut it's everywhere.
I want to do it so bad.
Look, a perfect example is as this sort of quarantine was coming down, there's a lot of stuff you got to do to get ready for this. The missus was finding herself all caught up and she had to cancel her hairdo with her regular guy. And now she realizes she should have gotten that, whatever it took, because she's not going to get a haircut now for months.
At least a month or probably more.
Right. So,
and I'll bet you that when this thing ends, hairdressers are going to find themselves busier than they've ever been. Like everyone's going to need to catch up.
You know how I love Jane more than you? I think of her often. Jane. Anyway, she's someone who has the tightest haircut you've ever seen.
She does. Like, she cuts a peek into it. Like
the lines could actually hurt you in this hairdo she's normally sporting. Right. I wonder if she is breaking quarantine for the hair. Like just can't not. Right?
I mean, she has to, right? Otherwise, she's going to get back and look like a mop.
I'm sure her jet black hair is natural, but everything else.
And I'm sure there's no gray in it.
No, absolutely not. I can't imagine that. But, oh, look at you. I'm so proud of your stripe.
I'm just looking to see if I got my stripe going. I do. For show. For show.
Anyway, I do see that a lot of people will be running first chance they get.
Yep.
To their hairstylist. That may be happening in Wuhan, China today, as it looks like they're ending their lockdown, or at least beginning to resurface now. They say they were locked down even, I should say, way more strictly than we have been for 76 days, according to what I'm reading here.
We've been in for not even 30, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're in the fourth week.
Right. Early, so, well, mid fourth week, I guess.
Right, in it. So, right. Yeah, I don't know how that's going to play for us. They're saying now here in California, I'm kind of jumping around stories here, but here in California, they're saying the social distancing has worked, and it has helped, even though we had our deadliest day yet yesterday nationwide. Uh-huh. Here in California, the social distancing is working. It's not meant to end the coronavirus outbreak, but what it does is slow it down. And their whole plan was to keep us from all going to the hospital at the same time.
Right.
When they wouldn't be able to help that many people at once. So they say now it looks like what we've done has been effective. The social distancing has worked in the sense that it's flattened the curve, but it's also lengthened the curve. So now they're saying we're not likely to come out of this until after like May. So May, probably not May 1st either, you know?
Right.
Probably more like through June. May.
Right.
Looking like June. But at that point, hopefully, we've not only saved a lot of lives, but we've made it so that we can go back to business as usual, and all of the small businesses we know and love hopefully have weathered the storm and put in for whatever
help they need.
Is on the way, whether that's federal or state. And I look forward to going to places like Bananas and more so I can support them.
Oh my God. That's, you know, actually, if there's anything else that we can learn from this, it's maybe, you know, right when this is over, just try to be as locally oriented as possible and support your nearby businesses. And, you know, if you can slow down on the Amazon thing, like we haven't ordered anything from Amazon in a couple of weeks. I mean,
Really?
You know, well, yeah. I mean, we're trying to, like, at this point, it's kind of like tighten your belt. You don't want a bunch of packages coming into the house. There's so many reasons to not. And I've been thinking to myself, like, if we need something, let's try to find a place to get it. If we really need something, like, we don't need anything, you know? I'm trying to stop ordering things off Instagram. It's, you know, it's really hard.
You don't need two blouses for the price of one?
I don't.
Think you do.
I don't need any new blouses. Are you kidding me? I wear the same four pairs of sweatpants and six sweatshirts every day.
Anyway, it looks like we've done a pretty good job so far. So the news there is good. Social distancing is working. Keep it up, party people. I wanted to mention this guy. Boy.
What do you got?
They say this was Sting. I don't know where Baldwin Park is. Do you?
No. Baldwin Park, California?
Yeah. Baldwin Park police have received a tip about a Craigslist advertisement of N95 respirator masks for sale. The listed price for a single box of 20 masks, which are currently in very short supply in hospitals across the nation, it was listed as $300.
For
20 masks.
Oh, okay.
But it's price gouging.
Yeah.
Detectives wearing plain clothes and posing as buyers contacted the man behind the post and met him on Tuesday morning at a shopping center. Oh, you know what? They're saying this is West Covina. That's down south, right?
Okay.
It's right next to your mom, actually.
It is?
Well, it seems like it. Yeah, exactly. That's Hacienda Heights.
All right. As part of the ruse, the detectives exchanged cash for the box. Then they immediately arrested the man on suspicion of price gouging during a state of emergency. So
yeah, that's scuzzy.
They say they seized a stockpile of 420 additional N95 masks from the suspect.
Oh, wow.
And they've identified the guy. So they've got this guy, and and are making an example of him at a time when people who are, you know, we're our frontline people need these things.
Yeah, don't be hoarding them.
This guy
extras,
isn't
donate them.
Yeah, this isn't this guy using them for himself. This is this guy price gouging and keeping stuff that could be in use,
right,
in a much better way.
For people who need it.
Well, you know, and I've thought, you know, radio in general, we always, and I hate this, I'm not down on radio, I love radio, but one of the things we do is we go, how can we not only be of service, but also do something on air that will help people?
Yeah, exactly.
And in this situation, I've just found myself going, I think the best thing we can do is stay the hell home.
Turns out that was the that's the way to do it. And actually, I mean, I'm you know, I've said it before, I'm proud of us. Like, somehow engineering got it set up so that we sound like we're all still in the studio. It's amazing. Thanks.
Right. The mayor in Chicago. Have you heard this story? Sorry, a mayor in Illinois. It wasn't Chicago specific.
No, I don't think I've heard this.
A mayor in Illinois pleaded with residents last week to follow the state's stay-at-home order. After officers reported that people were continuing to defy the rules, the mayor said he's directed the city's police department to use discretion in issuing citations and arrests. These are very serious times. I'm begging you to please stay home. Brant Walker, mayor of Alton, Illinois.
Alton.
Alton.
Right across, it's right near St. Louis, Missouri.
It's you know it?
I do. Alton. It's right there.
Less than 48 hours after Brant Walker made those statements, police broke up a gathering at Hiram's Tavern in downtown Alton.
I've never been to Hiram's.
Oh, you haven't been to Hiram's? Okay.
I don't believe I know it. Can I guess, though? Was the GD mayor there?
No, his wife was.
Oh.
No, his wife was.
Okay. Drank drunk.
The mayor then announced in a statement on Monday that police had investigated and stopped a social gathering in violation of Illinois' statewide order around 1 in the morning.
Oh, boy.
On
People
Sunday.
Just can't stay away from their drunks.
He said police also informed him that, I don't know how to tell you this, sir, but Mrs. Walker's here.
You're
among
gonna need to come
the
bail
partiers.
Her out.
He said, I instructed the police to treat her as he would any citizen violating the state at home order and ensure that she received no special treatment. So he couldn't win there, right?
No, that's he had to do that, and he's going to be paying the price later.
Well, what's he? I mean,
no, absolutely. He just was yelling at everyone, and then his wife violates the order, and he's supposed to let her off easy. He can't. On the other hand, he's got to live with that lady. So, or maybe not. Maybe he's like, sorry, you've been out in the public. I'm not isolating with you. Go get an apartment. We're divorcing after this.
Oh, good point. She's been out.
Yeah.
And nobody's sober at 1 in the morning in any bar.
No,
in my
I
opinion.
Agree.
I mean, that's, I haven't
maybe
been
the
to
bartender
bars.
Is. I don't know.
Maybe bars have changed since I used to go to them, but.
Yeah, people just go there and drink coffee, Vin.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Well, then I guess I can go to him again.
Great.
Speaking of substances, this is actually a really heartbreaking statistic. Calls to helplines at Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services administrations have jumped almost 900% in the last month.
Oh, my God.
Indicating the crisis is taking a serious mental health toll on Americans. You know, we're not one of the things that my wife and I have talked about is I don't hate this. I mean, I get why we're doing it. If I was alone, if you were telling me I had to stay in the house and I'm the only guy, I'd be like, house arrest? No, I'm not doing that.
It would be hard to be alone. And there are a lot of people who are, you know, single people and who live alone and they're just alone. It's hard.
I'm used to going out and spending my days outdoors. It's one of the ways I deal with my own alcoholism is to not be inside sitting around going, boy, I'm bored. What should I do with my time? You know what I mean?
Find something quick.
Right. So that's sort of how by day I stay busy and by night I stay in. That's my sort of deal. I don't hate this, but this is causing me issues. That's not the way I normally function. I'm lucky I have my family, and I've been spending more time with sister than I ever have. So it's been kind of cool. But I feel for people who find themselves alone or...
Yeah.
I mean, this is... Being isolated is a recipe for relapse, frankly.
Yeah. I think, too, that there's a lot of people on the front... You know, a lot of people, like the ones we've been talking to on our Capeless Heroes segment, just... Who was the lady who wrote in yesterday? Like, her husband's a cop. He's out. He can't socially distance from his partner. They're in the car. They're dealing with, you know, things that are going crazy in the world right now, not just giving citations for people who are out walking. And they have to, some of these people are living in tents in their backyards. Mm-hmm. They can't get near their families. You know, she's about to have a baby, and he can't be there for that or for those incredibly difficult first few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's tough, and not just for people who live alone, but people who are out there keeping the world running. They can't go home to their families. It's rough.
Yep. So my next story is about your butt print.
Oh, what about my butt print?
One day, every product in our homes is going to be smart, even our toilet. Oh. Scientists at Stanford University here in California... say they've developed a smart toilet that can identify you by your butt and monitor your health by your waste, both liquids and solids. The scientist says they can monitor all types of health issues, small and large, even things like colon and prostate cancer.
All right.
How will it recognize you by your butt? The researchers say, quote, you have a specific anal print. Each one is unique.
So, I'm sorry. Are we talking about there's going to be a camera in my toilet that's going to look at my crack and decide who I am and then give me a quick health rundown?
The toilet is in its early stages, and there's no word when it will hit the market, but it looks like it's going to bring significant positive health changes for you. I mean, the idea that you can sit down on the toilet and get a checkup.
I don't want to check up every day. You know who wants this, though? I bet you anything I wind up getting one of these toilets because my husband is like, he's the data guy. He wants more data. Like, he has his own, what's it called when they put the pressure band? Blood pressure. He wants his blood pressure. He's got one of those He does. He's got an oxygenization. I don't know. I'm saying the word wrong. This little thing you clamp on your finger. He has a breathalyzer. I mean, the dude is data boy. Like,
wow.
My husband would probably love this.
So
he wants his crack examined every day.
So far, they've tested this on 300 people, smart toilet, and the majority say they're comfortable with the idea of having a smart toilet in their home. For me, but if it's between the smart toilet and the butt bath, I'm going to go butt bath, Bob, because that feels great. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to... I know that sounds like something's wrong with me, but...
No.
You try it and you start going, well, that is really quite pleasant. Not bad
and
at all.
I don't care if I run out of toilet paper.
Here I still am. 5 minutes later.
Well, you want to make sure you're squeaky clean, Ben.
Who knew?
Apparently
anyway.
Europe.
Yes.
They've been having their butts tickled for years.
Great line. And on that note, what's coming up in the trash?
Oh, shoot. I should grab that, shouldn't I?
It's Scott Capurro.
It is. And we have a Capeless Hero as well, right after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.